Southeast Asian foreign ministers have sat down for talks to hammer out a declaration on counterterrorism to be signed with U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell in Brunei later in the week. Southeast Asian foreign ministers began 2 days of talks in the oil-rich Brunei on July 29 to hammer out a series of declarations, including one on counterterrorism, to be signed with U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell later in the week. The non-binding declaration by 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, comes amid concerns that Indonesia, the largest member and the world's biggest Muslim country, is not doing enough to track down militants. Brunei Sultan Hassan al-Bolkiah opened the meeting in capital Bandar Seri Begawan under tight security as foreign ministers began their deliberations.
For the hundreds of millions of people we represent, the most pressing item of business on our regional agenda is economic progress. It is the biggest challenge for our ministers. We feel we are making real progress in recovering from the financial crisis in 1997. Yet, we still face enormous difficulties. Certainly, we must do all we can to remove frustration and resentment among our people. But it has to be made absolutely clear that this offer not justification whatsoever for acts of terror. What is required on our part, I believe, is a comprehensive strategy. Such a plan would involve action on more than just the military front. It would take into account the complex pattern of terrorism's fabric.
The ASEAN ministerial meeting ends on Tuesday, July 30th, and is followed by the ASEAN Regional Forum and the Post-Ministerial Conference for Dialogue Partners. Ashima Sharda, ANI.